When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, hey.
Look, it's Sophie behind you.
It's Sophie behind me. Yeah, that's right.
Is she enjoying your lockdown together?
Well, buddy, listen, I'm going to get into this, all right? I'm going to get into exactly what's been going on.
She didn't look very happy.
What do you mean she didn't look very happy?
She walked past and just looked like she gave like a look to the camera. There was a bit... It said a lot. It was a look that spoke 1,000 words.
Well, it wasn't a look. Do you know what it was?
She said what?
What did the look say?
She said, "Oh, that's that. There's that pig of a boyfriend I have." What is wrong with your teeth?
I've got my Invisalign in. I'm going to take it out. Hold on 1 second. There we go. There's one. Hold on. I'm going to take out the other one. Oh my God, that's horrendous. There's Sophie, she goes again. She was just trying to make lunch for herself.
She's looking really pleased. Is she feeling ill?
She's feeling a little bit sick at the moment, yeah.
Oh, so do you think she's got coronavirus?
She's lost her sense of smell and taste.
Yeah, so she definitely has it.
Yeah, but I don't have it because I'm immortal.
Well, the symptoms don't show up for potentially 2 weeks.
Well, listen... Don't have them. So I got past the virus. Got past it.
It's not really about you, is it? It's about the people you infect.
Well, hey, I'm in self-quarantine. I'm not affecting anyone apart from my... Weirdly enough, I don't know how my girlfriend's been in... Sophie's been in self-quarantine with me, and yet she's somehow got it, so I feel like she's been cheating.
No, but you guys have not been in self-quarantine when it was the highest risk... period of time when you could have got it, when the nation wasn't locked down and you were still going about your life.
So she got it and she brought it back to self-isolation. Is that what happened?
Well, you might have, for all you know, you might have got it and given it to her, but you just might be asymptomatic.
I think I'm probably asymptomatic. Sounds yeah. Exactly what
so
I
you're,
would be.
You're what's called a super spreader. But we all know that about you anyway.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate sort of details of our lives. Coming to you live from our homes in the Cotswolds and in London, it's Francis and Jamie. Yeah, do you like that little intro for us?
Well, you know, it's done now, so you can't take it back.
if you were gonna walk into a room, right? If you were gonna walk into a room and someone was gonna go, "Welcome to the room," they were gonna intro you. Yeah. What music do you think you'd have walking into the room? What music would you have when you walked in there?
Maybe some Vivaldi.
What's Vivaldi?
No, you don't know Vivaldi.
You would have Coldplay. You'd 100% have Coldplay.
Yeah, Coldplay. I love Coldplay. I don't think I would have that as my walk-on music. No.
Yeah, you'd have Coldplay or you'd have Snow Patrol.
No, these are both. They're both good bands, but they're not. bands that I probably have like maybe the Strokes or something. Or
you wouldn't have the Strokes, because if you played the Strokes as you walked into the room, people would get confused. They wouldn't get it. You would have Mika. That's who you'd have Mika playing.
I don't even know who Mika is.
Well, exactly. That's who you'd have. You'd have Mika playing. There's right. No note on this ending. It's a complaining. You'd have that.
Yeah, but I think you would have Mika clearly, because you know all the words to his songs.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you about my Invisalign that I just took out. I have this whole theory with my Invisalign. You want to hear it?
Are you being paid by Invisalign? Because no. You keep taking it out every episode. It's just a bit... And also, it's like you didn't really need it. So are they paying you to have it?
Or? No, I've paid Invisalign to have my teeth done when I didn't even need it. That was the... I don't think you pay Invisalign. I don't know.
Do you think you're addicted to plastic surgery?
Why would I be addicted to plastic surgery?
Because you keep getting it.
I don't get any plastic surgery. What other plastic surgery things have I had?
Botox, profiler.
No, I haven't. What's the other one?
Hair transplant. What did you do with the wrinkle on your forehead?
I didn't have a wrinkle on my forehead.
Oh yeah, of course. That one. Pull the other one.
What about your wrinkles on your forehead?
Oh, I don't have any wrinkles on my forehead.
Yeah, that's because you Botoxed the hell out of them and they've all gone. You know,
no, actually, never had any.
Weirdly enough, with Botox is actually a really interesting like invention, because actually what they used for Botox, right, was they used it for migraines on people's heads. So on their head, they had like a migraine. And so they would inject Botox into the head to cure the migraine and actually got rid of migraines. But also what they didn't realize at the same time is that it was getting rid of the people's crow's feet on the side of their eyes. And so they were like, oh my God, not only does this cure migraines, but it also takes away wrinkles.
Well, you're the expert. So anyway, I guess you're a Botox surgeon.
Can we also
told you the history of Botox?
I've never had Botox, and I just say this one time, I haven't had Botox. What?
But then what happened to that wrinkle on your forehead?
I didn't have a wrinkle on my forehead. That was a frown mark because I was living with you and I was freaking stressed. That's why I had it.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I'm a little bit stressed at the moment.
Oh really? Why?
Well, I'll tell you why. So firstly, okay, with my Invisalign. I'm not being paid by Invisalign to say this, but I just want to let you know. I decided that week one was pointless. So I straight away moved to week two on my Invisalign. Just put that in my mouth and it really hurt my teeth. And I used that for a few days when I was like with you and things like that. And I didn't use it for a while. So now I've just moved straight on to week three. So without having moved my teeth together. So I'm using week three of Invisalign at the moment.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, I guess that's just a classic example of your inability to exercise self-discipline and patience.
I have loads of self-discipline. Loads. I have loads of self-discipline.
Patience?
Yeah, loads of patience. Do you know how patient I am?
Enlighten me.
Okay, well, I meditated for 15 minutes the other day.
Did you? For 15 minutes the other day?
Yeah, that's patience right there.
What is patience about that?
Well, you have to meditate. I meditated and that's patience. So I was just being patient while meditating. I wasn't being distracted.
So what happened when you meditated?
Just thought about nothing. And I was thought about being patient. That's what I thought about.
Really? So you thought about nothing? Yeah. So you don't need to meditate to do that. You do that anyway.
Hey, buddy, listen, I just want to say that you know, we're recording at the moment from your home. You're recording from your home and I'm recording from my home. And I'm looking at you over the computer over Skype. And I quite like these like self-isolation recordings that we do together.
Yeah, it's actually, it's quite convenient.
It's really convenient. Can you explain to me what's been going on, what's been happening? How's your girlfriend? What you've been eating? What you've been doing? What exercise has been going on? Self-isolation is hard, man. We need to give some advice out there to people who are self-isolating.
Well, I mean, you're not really self-isolating because you've been going on runs and seeing your family and stuff.
No, I'm with my family.
Yeah, exactly. You went to see your family.
Yeah, I went into self-isolation with my family.
Yeah, but that's completely contradictory to self-isolation if you go and visit someone.
No, I didn't go and visit someone. What I did is I knew, I predicted all of this. You were like, no, this is not going to happen. I predicted all of this. And I.
Well, and that's why you went after like the lockdown. Yeah, I mean, I think...
I didn't go after the lockdown. I went before the lockdown.
Yeah, because I told you we were going to be locked down. But then you went to stay with your elderly parents.
Yeah, I did do that.
So, yeah. And my mum's self-isolating.
My mum's now got a little bit of a cough.
Has she?
Yeah. I don't know why. But she's fine. But she's got a little bit of a cough.
But well, I
don't know what that's from. I just think she's got a bit of the flu. I think she's got a little bit of the lurgy.
Well, yeah, well, maybe. Or has she lost her sense of taste and smell?
No, not yet. She's totally fine. She's actually all right. So I think I actually just think she just has a bit of a cold. But the thing is, the difference.
But the reason I didn't go and see my parents is because I didn't want to.
Because you don't love them, that's why.
Accidentally. No, well, because I do love them. So I didn't want to accidentally give them something which I didn't know I had.
You don't. I love my parents way more than you love your parents. And I wanted to be with them. That's what I wanted.
Oh, okay.
That's what I wanted to do.
Maybe you didn't. Maybe you wanted to give it to them.
No. Why would I want to give my parents the coronavirus?
I don't know. You like giving people all sorts of other viruses. So.
Hey, come on, tell me. So what's your daily routine you have at the moment? Because it's important to keep a routine going, right? So what do you have as a daily routine?
Oh, so... Well, I sort of wake up.
What time do you wake up?
Bed. Oh, well, you know, it's actually... You've got to wake up... you know, you've got to get your sleep in these difficult times, you know? Because also your immunity can be suppressed if you wake up too early. So, and then I wake up and then I will go and then Zoe will make coffee.
You force her to make coffee, don't you?
No, generally she does it voluntarily, but you know,
if necessary, you force her to make the coffee for you.
No, I crack the whip. Yeah.
What, a metaphorical whip or a real whip?
Yeah, metaphorical whip.
If you had a car, you'd call it my whip. That's what you'd have.
I don't think so. I've had a car. I never called it that.
I still love...
If you had a driver's license, I think we'd all be worried.
I just still... My funniest story of you ever, Francis, is the fact that when you had your shitty little Citroen blue car, you know that one?
It's not a Citroen.
What was it?
Peugeot.
Was that a Peugeot car? We both hated it. We both really didn't like it. And it was the snowstorm in the countryside. So you had to abandon.
Oh, no, that was a Nissan. My Peugeot 206 was a legendary car.
When did you have the Peugeot 206?
I had a Peugeot 206 for like a year and a half.
I tell you what. Okay, so you go back. So you wake up in the morning. Zoe makes you your coffee. You have a little drink of that. You then, what do you do after that?
And then usually go outside, get the paper.
Ah, so you're not self-isolating?
No, I live right next door to a shop.
Yeah, so you go outside, there you go, spreading
it.
Yeah,
yeah. I wear a mask and gloves, and I basically only go to that shop for essentials.
Okay.
Full accordance with the government... mandated rules for shopping and stuff.
Okay, so wait, you go and get your paper,
and then come back and read the paper, do some emails, do some. I've got a little daily exercise routine that I do.
And what is that?
Well, it's just like various jiu-jitsu movements. I've got a kettlebell. Do some jump roping.
You're quite good at this because you lived in Africa for 3 years, so you're quite good at being in self-isolation almost, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I'm used to being in self-isolation, yeah. And actually, solitude is a great tool to focus the mind on what needs to be done and filter out all the unnecessary bullshit that, you know, our lives get so you know, you use it to your advantage. I mean, I know you find it difficult to be on your own because you have to face your own thoughts.
Hey, can I ask you an intimate question?
Well, I mean, go on then. I'm an open book.
Has your libido been stronger? has it been larger at the moment, or has it been less?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I would say it's pretty consistent.
Really? I think
consistently high.
What do you mean consistently high?
Consistently high libido. Yeah.
You've got a good libido that's pretty high at the moment.
Yes. Yeah.
Cuz my libido has not been that high.
No?
No, and I don't know why. I think it's maybe I don't know, being in isolation suppresses it for some reason.
I think maybe it may be something to do with what is that medication you're taking?
what medication?
Aren't you taking medication?
I'm not taking any medication, no.
No?
No.
I thought you were taking that medication.
What medication would I be taking to suppress my libido?
No, I thought you were taking some of that medication for your hair, but I thought because that suppresses your libido, doesn't it?
Hey, I tell you what, talking about hair, though, I came across this unbelievable brand new product. Want to hear it?
So this sounds like an advert.
It's actually not an advert at all. Okay, so you know, I had my hair transplant, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah. Anyway, there's this company that I came across called Sons, S-O-N-S, which basically does like a subscription. So you get these, like, you get this box that gets sent to your house. And when the box gets sent to your house, it's like these hair products in it that help your, basically maintain your growth of your hair. And actually it takes, like, you put it in your hair every single morning and it actually regrows your hair pretty much. It's insane. I haven't started using it, but my brother's using it. And he says it's unbelievable. Go and check it out. I'm not even going to go and check it out. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah. Because at the moment I'm thinking, because my hair, even though because of my hair transplant, right, I'm thinking about going back to a shaved head.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like at this moment in time, it'd be quite nice to have a shaved head. Like the last time I did it was a couple of years ago. Quite liked having a shaved head. So I think now I might go back to it. I think I look quite badass with a shaved head.
Do you think so?
Huh?
Do you think you look badass?
I think I look pretty sexy, yeah.
Funny enough, I was looking at a picture of you with a shaved head the other day.
And what did you think?
No, but I think it was. I think it was like. I think probably. I can't remember. I don't think I've seen you with a shaved head since you had the hair transplant. This was pre-hair transplant.
Yeah,
and I guess it just made you look more bald. But I guess yeah, with the hair transplant. But why don't you do it now?
Well, I'm going to. I think I am.
No,
I think,
why don't you do it now?
Right now on the podcast?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to do it right now on the podcast. There'll be no point because right. No one can see it happening if I'm going to do
it. I dare you. No, yeah,
gonna,
we're recording
not,
this.
Listen, I'm not going to fall to your fucking prayer pressure we're over
recording.
A podcast.
We're recording this. So this will go up on Monday.
I don't want to. I'm not going to. I tell you what, if you shave your head, I'll shave my head.
No. I mean, it was my dare, so...
I think you would look sexy with a shaved head, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I do look sexy with a shaved head. And what else was I going to say?
Wait, so when was the last time you had a shaved head then?
In Ghana.
You did not have a shaved head in Ghana.
Yeah, I did. I had a shaved head and a beard.
Did you really? How big was the beard? You look like a Viking.
Yeah, I had a beard like that long.
It's good that all the listeners can actually see what you're saying. It's like, it's what? It was like 3 inches?
No, it was probably, I would say, 2.5 inches.
Okay, if you had to compare your beard to another celebrity, what would the other celebrity's beard look? What are you thinking?
What did it look like?
Yeah. What other celebrity's beard did it look like?
Gimli. Looked like Gimli's beard.
Okay, hang on. So go back. So you go and get your papers. You then go and do some routine with your workout and stuff like that.
You
then
know,
what happens?
Go jump roping. We've been going for, obviously we're going for our one walk or run a day, and we run over through the park and do some jump roping. Being careful to like basically. Obviously, there are other people walking around, so you know we just walk really far away from everyone, so we don't risk infecting people if we have it, and also we don't get it. But I think because we've been sort of self isolating for a while now, I think it's highly doubtful that Zoe and I have it, just because we haven't had any of the symptoms, and we've been careful. Whereas you've probably infected countless people.
I haven't infected anyone. I make sure that I'm aware.
Well, you don't know.
Yeah, I do know that. I'm not near anyone ever. I'm near a farm. I'm near a farm, right? And I went on my one day walk, because then you can go on one walk a day. And I walked to the farm, and I walked up to the cows to go and take a picture with the cows. And the farmer
for your
came
Instagram.
For my Instagram. And the farmer came out and chased me off. Chased me off his
really?
Land. Yeah, yeah. Really scary being chased by a farmer.
What did he say?
He said, "Get away from my cows, you're gonna infect them."
Did he say that?
Yeah, he was shouting that at me.
He said you're going to infect his cows.
Yeah, that's what he was shouting at me. It was freaking scary being shouted at by a farmer. The only other time that I've ever been shouted at by a farmer was when I slept in a field once, and I got woken up with my friend Toby Gonsanya, and we woke up in a field, and the farmer was shouting at us and chased us off. Thing. Only other time I've been chased 3 times in my life now. Once by a guy when I was in a park, this guy chased me, and then the other 2 times have been by farmers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been chased by a farmer twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then what, who are the other people?
No, being chased by a farmer twice, and then once when I was mugged. Well, I wasn't actually mugged, but I was attempted mugged, and I ran away from the guy.
Really?
Yeah. My brother was telling me this story.
Did he catch you?
No, I was too fast for him. But they caught my friend. I told you this. They caught my friend and threw him into a car. That was really scary. Anyway, he came back and he was fine. My brother got mugged once. My brother's very kind of blasé. And he was walking down the King's Road. And he had headphones on. And these 2 guys came up to him. It was late at night. And they came up to him and they said, "Hi, mate, do you have the time?" And he took off his headphones. And he went, "Sorry?" And he went, "Do you have the time?" And he went, "No, sorry, I don't." They said, "Okay, well, give me your wallet." And he was like, what do you mean? And he suddenly realized he was being mugged. And so he went, he was like, what do you mean? You want my wallet? They're like, yeah, give me your wallet. So he went into his back wallet. He said, I don't really have any money. So what money do you have? And he opened up his wallet and he realized that he had lost the fiver from his wallet. So he basically went to the muggers, oh shit, I've lost this fiver. So they just punched him in the head.
And he was going to give them a fiver.
He was going to give him a fiver and they just punched him. Have you ever been mugged before?
I've had someone pull a knife on me on Oxford Street, and then I shouted at the people coming the other way, and then basically he like stopped and ran off.
He got a knife at you on Oxford Street.
On Oxford Street, it's Regent Street. And I was walking down, and then he's like, give me your wallet. And then I was like, and then there were these other people walking the other way. And I said, oh, guys, this guy's mugging me. And then he's like panicked and ran off.
He held a knife at you on Regent Street. What? Yeah. That sounds like an open place to hold a knife at
you. I know. It was like 3 a.m. or something.
It's like a party. Hey, guys, this guy's mugging me.
I was like, this guy's mugging me. and then I was on this beach in Ghana called Kokrobite, and this guy pulled a gun out, and then this other guy, and then sorry, this no, so one guy had a knife, and then this other guy came with a gun and a pistol and pistol whipped the guy with the knife. We were all sitting on this like log like 10 feet away
in like a Western. It's like a Western. He pistol whipped him.
Yeah, he pistol whipped him, yeah.
Hey, buddy, we got to that moment in the podcast where we need to have the question of the week.
Yes, the question of the week. Well, I've got a question for you.
Can't wait.
What do they call, what is the official name for a group of ferrets?
What is the official name of a group of ferrets?
Yeah.
The official name for a group of ferrets is it's going to be like a clove. A clove of ferrets.
A clove, like a clove of garlic?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would be a clove of ferrets.
Is that your answer?
Well, obviously that's my answer, no. Why do you always, you do this every single time?
Well, we will find out in part two.
Listen, buddy, I haven't got my diary today because I've been so caught up with my girlfriend.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
You've been so caught up with what?
With my girlfriend.
Why? What do you mean caught up with her?
Just been talking so much that I haven't had time to write my diary. So in response of not having my diary, what I have decided to do is I'm going to get Sophie back on the podcast for part two. How do you think about that?
So is this just, you're going to keep doing this? Whenever you don't write your diary, you're just going to get Sophie on to distract everyone?
Well, listen, I feel like we're in isolation together, and I feel like I want to know what I'm like in isolation, if I'm annoying, if I'm not annoying, all those kind of things. And I feel like Sophie can be the voice of that.
Do you know what I also have been doing?
What?
Well, we got TikTok. Have you heard of this thing, TikTok?
Yeah, I've heard of TikTok. I'm famous on it already.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, how many followers do you have on it?
Over 100,000.
That's it.
Well, how many do you have?
There's some people who've got like millions.
Yeah, but I'm going to get there at some point.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? How many millions are you going to get?
400 million.
400 million?
Yeah, that's my aim.
How are you going to do that?
By just doing really cool things and creating loads of funny things.
Who do you think is the best at TikTok?
Me. I'm a very good TikToker.
All right. Well, I haven't seen any of your TikToks, but who do you think is the best in the world?
I don't know who the best in the world is, but I tell you what, in part two, I'm going to play you my latest TikTok that I did to my girlfriend and her reaction because of it. Do you want to hear that in part two?
I don't care.
I'm going to play it to you. Well, I'm going to play it.
I'm not going to watch.
Well, you better listen to it because you're going to be there.
Well, I'm just going to get on with my day then.
No, well, we've got to do part two, buddy, so I'm going to see you in part two. You ready for it?
Yeah, that's part of my day, so see you then.
See you in part two.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.